It's time for Packers preview again. Talking about the pack on KFAN. The Super Bowl, we're gonna win again. According to your host, David Sinekin, we'll win on the road. We'll win at home. We'll even win in
U.S. Bank Stadium.
Vikes fans can call it for You've Got the Balls, the Packers preview show. No, the Fan Radio Network is only somewhat proud to present year number 22 of Packer Preview. Packer Preview is brought to you by Hudson Ford, Park Tavern, St. Croix Casino, West Bend Mutual Insurance, Maury's 394 Hyundai, and Midwest Leaf Guard. Now, here's the cheesehead, the head cheese himself, Dave Sinekin.
Good morning, Packer fans, and welcome to the Week 11 edition of Packer Preview on the Sports Leader. And the home of the Vikings, the Fan Radio Network, KFAN.com, and iHeartRadio. Thanks for getting up early or finding us whenever you did. As we get set for Packers football at Lambeau Field today, the Packers against the Baltimore Ravens in Green Bay. Let's face it, kind of kept the season alive last week with the road win in Chicago. Must do the same today. I feel a must win against a well-rested Ravens team today. Both teams feeling really desperate as they try to get into playoff contention. Packers will head to Pittsburgh next week for a Sunday night affair. I think we can all agree that's going to be a tough one. So must get this one today. Get to 6-4, and maybe you're 6-5 after next weekend with the Buccaneers and Browns. After that, so big game at Lambeau Field today for the second consecutive week. The Packers face a team coming off its bye, a well-rested team, a team that will likely have a few tricks up its sleeve, as John Harbaugh is certainly well-versed at playing well after the bye. 7-2, the Ravens are coming off their bye week. Of course, didn't matter last week as the Packers took care of the Bears in what was a very impressive performance by Brett Hundley, especially in the fourth quarter when the game got a little tight. He made a couple of throws that were as good as anything Aaron Rodgers could do, dare I say it, to Devontae Adams. Touchdown and the long third down play that really sealed the game, at least we thought we did, until Justin Vogel botched a snap and Mason Crosby missed a field goal. Instead of a 10-point lead, it stayed 7, and the Bears had one more chance, but the defense was up to the task. So Green Bay gets on the road, takes care of the Bears, is what we do. Haven't lost there since 2010. And really, as I said, 2 weeks ago, heading into the Lions weekend, I said, all right, three games coming up, Detroit, Chicago, Baltimore, you got to go 2-1, I feel, to stay in contention. Well, that means you got to win today to accomplish that. Ravens are going to be tough. This is the sixth game of the all-time series, just the sixth matchup. Packers lead all-time 4-1, have never lost at home, 3-0 against the Ravens. Packers will be sporting their throwback jerseys today, and it's going to feel like an old-school game. Temperature, maybe high of 30 or 31 today, and it's going to be windy. Winds at 12 to 25, so you say the Ravens aren't used to playing. Maybe not, but neither is Brett Hundley, an Arizona kid who played at UCLA. This will be the coldest game he's had to play and the windiest game. So we'll see how he handles the conditions today. It's the first of three games against the AFC North and the next four for the Pack. And let's face it, you got to win these games. 4-5 team comes into your house. You need to take care of business. But it's going to be difficult, as I said. Baltimore, very good defensively. They've been kind of strange, since Edgar Allan Poe kind of named their franchise, the Ravens. It's been kind of a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. We'll keep the horror thing going. They've had such good games and such just horrible games. They shut out the Bengals to start the season. They had another shutout against Miami on Thursday Night Football, yet they lose to Jacksonville 44-7. They lost at Chicago by a field goal. They lost up here by 8 points a couple weeks back. They've been good and they've been bad. I think we're going to see the good Ravens today, though. They're very healthy coming into this game. Their only real question mark is their very fine cornerback, Jimmy Smith, who did not practice much. He did take the field Friday, did not practice Wednesday, Thursday. He's dealing with an Achilles. He is likely to play today. That secondary is legit, and we'll talk about that. They've got some new faces. They are really strong on the back end. Kind of the different, a flip of all the Ravens teams over the years. They've been so good in the front seven and a little shaky outside of Ed Reed in the back over those years. Now their secondary is their strength, but they are led up front by Brandon Williams, their defensive tackle, who has been very good. And when he's out there, their defense is entirely different. Unfortunately for the Pack, he will be out there today. They also get their third down back supreme, Danny Woodhead, back. That's a big concern for the Packers' defense today for a couple of reasons. The Packers have struggled, certainly, against running backs who can catch the ball out of the backfield, though they did hold Tariq Cohen down last week. Woodhead has played exactly one series in the last 23 games. So may have to knock a bit of the rust off, but after missing last season, he started the season week one, first series. Joe Flacco hit him three times with passes, caught three balls, and then hurt his hamstring and has been off the field since. He is a weapon. He's back. They activated him yesterday, and the Packers don't have a whole lot of tape to watch of Danny Woodhead in Baltimore, so that's a concern for the Packers' D today. Let's talk about the health of the Packers. They aren't real healthy, let's face it. The running back is the latest position to get annihilated. Aaron Jones, fine rookie season, has been derailed with a sprained MCL, out 4 to 6 weeks. Let's hope it's closer to a month and he gets back for the close of the season. But he's out today, as is Ty Montgomery, ruled out after re-injuring those ribs. So now it's the Jamal Williams show and the Devontae Mays show as the third rookie drafted will finally get a chance to take the field. Let's not sleep on Devontae Mays. There's a lot of folks out there who watched him at Utah State who thought he was the best of the three running backs the Packers drafted. Much of his year last year was lost to injury, so that's one reason he stayed on the board as long as he did. But Jamal Williams really did a nice job, didn't he, last week, taking the field after at halftime, basically, after the other two running backs were ruled out. You know, he's not going to make you miss. You know, he doesn't have a whole lot of wiggle, but he does get yards after contact. He earned a couple of first downs by himself last week, and this feels like the kind of game where he is going to have to do that again. So a heavy dose of Jamal Williams for the Pack today in the backfield, along with the other rookie, Devontae Mays. Morgan Burnett will also miss this game again, this time a groin injury suffered last week. So the free agent-to-be is certainly having a hard time staying on the field, and he is truly the captain of the Packers' defense. It's a big loss not to have Morgan Burnett out there again today. Also, Brett Goode back at long snapper. It's been a carousel for the Pack at the long snapper position. Goode is the guy they like the most. He has been very successful over the years as the Packers' long snapper. He is back, and that's music to Mason Crosby's ears for sure, as the Packers hope to get some stability now at the long snapper position. Brian Bulaga finally put on IR yesterday. I'm sure you saw it. Jason Spriggs activated from injured reserve. The Packers have another tackle to play with. My guess is Justin McCray will still play at right tackle today. Certainly with Terrell Suggs across the line, you want a guy that's been out there playing all season. And Justin McCray has been terrific for the Pack, filling in on the offensive line. He's not the prototypical right tackle, but will likely have to man that position for as long as he can stay healthy. So Spriggs activated. The Packers also activated a second fullback. Joe Carriage joins Aaron Ripkowski. Packers now have two fullbacks. We'll see, I think, Carriage on the field a bit today. The Packers are going to try to move the ball on the ground as much as they can against the 28th-ranked Ravens defense. That's a bit of a misleading stat. They've been much better against the run the last couple weeks when Brandon Williams returned to the field. So Spriggs and Carriage join the roster. Bulaga gone. Those are really the injuries for the Pack. Brett Hundley did tweak a hammy during the game last week. You saw it, I thought, when he had that one scramble where it didn't look like he was running really hard, and then he kind of dove onto his shoulder. It was like, what the heck? You could tell he was not 100%, but practiced fully this week and should be pretty much 100%. You just worry about the cold weather, you know, perhaps the kind of day where you got to scramble a bit against an aggressive defense that will be blitzing, trying to show Hundley a whole lot of different looks. They've had 2 weeks to get ready for a backup quarterback, and you know that Baltimore and its defense is going to do anything they can to confuse Brett Hundley today. So hopefully his hamstring will be okay today against a a Ravens defense that, as I said, they feel about as desperate as the Packers do. This division belongs to the Steelers. They're now 8-2 with the win on Thursday night. The Bengals and Browns are not factors. Baltimore trying to get into the wild card mix. Their schedule eases up quite a bit after this one. So if they get a win today, they're going to feel like they can get on a bit of a roll and get in contention in a very muddled AFC wild card picture where there isn't a whole lot to worry about, unlike the NFC, where you have about five teams fighting for those two spots right now. Packers are in the mix with the Seahawks and Falcons and Cowboys and you know, even a couple of other teams that feel like they still have a chance. As I said, this one feels like must-win territory to me today, knowing that the Pittsburgh game next Sunday, which I'm really surprised was not flexed out of Sunday night, certainly looks fun with Aaron Rodgers at Ben Roethlisberger, but, man, I'm concerned that Antonio Brown might set some records next Sunday night, the way he looked Thursday and the way the Pack's secondary has been playing. By the way, Kevin King, one other injury note, playing through an injured shoulder. We'll see if he can finish today. He's going to play and give it a shot, but that shoulder is not going to get healed, I don't believe, without surgery, and they're trying to get him through the season before they have to deal with that. They know that they cannot afford to try to win football games against good quarterbacks without Kevin King. Devon House got toasted last week on a touchdown pass. I don't know if he's still dealing with some injuries as he's been fighting through all season, but the Packers certainly have some issues at cornerback, and Kevin King needs to be on the field. So we'll watch and see if he can get through this one. You shouldn't be too worried, I should say, about the Flacco's pass or the Ravens' passing attack. They're last in the league in passing and yards per play. But you get a little concerned about a team that's had 2 weeks to tweak things. Joe Flacco has been very public about the conservative nature of Marty Mornhinweg's office, said basically we got to get after it. So I expect them to try to take some shots. Flacco is nothing if not a guy that likes to sling it down the field, and they know that they can probably take their shots on the Packers' corners. So I expect the offense to be a bit more open today, and at least when the wind's in their favor, they're going to take some shots downfield. So a healthy Kevin King would certainly help matters. We'll see how affected he is by that shoulder. Speaking of Kevin King, we'll hear from him today during the program. We will also hear from quarterback Brett Hundley, running wide receiver Devontae Adams, who had a nice day last week, and linebacker Clay Matthews. It's a big one.
All right, come on. Let me hear it for the Pack, y'all. Yo, because the Pack ain't whack, y'all. Let me hear you say, and green, remember that, just in case we have face-to-face mass contact. And the man on deep, that's Red G, one of the guys, quarterbacks, hope they don't see, so don't think you'll...
All right, we are back, 7:18 on a Sunday morning, a Packer Sunday, as we get set for Packers-Ravens noon kickoff Lambeau Field today. Much to come yet, as we'll hear from a number of Packers, and break down what the Ravens do, both offensively and defensively, hey, not to mention special teams. They're always very good on special teams. An uncommon opponent that you may not know real well will get you more familiar with what the Ravens do before we are done today. Packers took a nice step forward last week because of what their quarterback did after a really lousy performance on Monday Night Football in his second start. Hundley took to the road for the first time. And, well, was he perfect? No. Was he great? No. But he was very good. He ended up, I think the final stat line was 18 for 25. Did the math at 72%, 212 yards, a touchdown, passer rating of nearly 111, and really in the fourth quarter took, I thought, a major step forward. And if we can see that kind of progress today, I think the Packers have a good chance. This game is all about Brett Hundley and his ability against a very good Baltimore defense. It's not the defense of, you know, 15, 20 years ago, but they got a lot of talent on that defense, and we'll break that down before we are done. But one reason Hundley has taken a step forward is he's taking care of the football. No turnovers the last 2 weeks, and that must continue today.
Yeah, that's just going through your reads and, you know, not forcing the ball into any, you know, dumb throws, and just being smart with your passes. So, you know, I feel comfortable still going against whoever. You know, they played their defense well. They've done a great job in the back end, but, you know, I just got to do what we're coached to do, what I'm coached to do, and got to make sure I'm right.
Yeah, they have definitely spent some money on their secondary, and it's paid off. I mentioned Jimmy Smith is probably their best all-around secondary player dealing with an Achilles, but he'll be out there today. They paid for Brandon Carr, who's in his 30s now, but still doing a great job off the Cowboys last year. Brandon Carr and Jimmy Smith start. They drafted rookie Marlon Humphrey out of Alabama, who has really started to play well and has moved into that nickel role. Another free agent signing of a year or two ago, Eric Weddle, the safety, who had many great years with the Chargers. Maybe a bit on the back end of his career, but still a great hitter and the quarterback of that defense. They also brought in Tony Jefferson from the Cardinals. That secondary is legit. It's going to be tough for Brett Hundley today against those guys. So we'll see if he can take care of the football, make good decisions, and allow the Packers a chance without turning the ball over, because this is the kind of game where turnovers, special teams might flip things. It feels like a low-scoring game. It feels like the team with the ball last wins kind of thing, and one special teams mistake, one turnover could flip things either way. So Hundley, for sure, needs to take care of the football today. All right, let's head to the Packer lines. Appreciate you guys holding since the show started. We begin, as usual, with our good friend Dave from Shakopee, who will be going to the game today. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm here with Dave from Maple Grove. Ted gave us a call earlier in the week and brought us in to talk to the team. And the way it looks right now, I think we're going to get a win today.
Well, I hope you're right. What has you feeling positive today, Dave?
Just with what we saw a little bit last week. You know, Hundley made the best of a favorable matchup. Fourth quarter, like you mentioned, three clutch plays with that one that Adams is the best. The one thing that still concerns me a little bit is his read on the defenses. You know, granted, I'm sure that will come in time, but again, some of the stuff that, you know, he had receivers that were open and he missed them. But that fourth quarter, if that's any sign, what today, what we saw last week in the fourth quarter, we'll be leaving home with a W.
Yeah, I've heard a couple of ex-quarterbacks on TV say that you can't overstate how important it is for a young quarterback just making second, third, fourth, fifth start to finish a game strong, to have those positive feelings after a fourth quarter, and that can carry you over. You wouldn't think, you know, it's 7 days later, but the last thing he did in that fourth quarter has to resonate with him. And I know from what I've heard from those guys, that's going to mean a lot in his development, and that should carry over to today. Again, we know what the schedule shows. The last three games are really tough, and we'd love to have Rodgers back. But A, Packers need to be in playoff contention. B, Rodgers has to get cleared by doctors. If they are going to be in playoff contention, Dave, this is a must-win. You know, Pittsburgh's not going to be easy next Sunday, and you can't drop to, what, 5-6 and feel real good about your chances. So you need to do whatever you can out there at Lambeau today to make sure the Packers come home with a win.
Yeah, Packer win today, Viking game, a Viking loss, and we're a game out, so go Pack.
All right, thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Yeah, that Viking game is very fascinating. I wish they weren't out at the same time. I'd love to watch that game, 2-7-2 teams going at it at U.S. Bank Stadium. The Vikings dealing with that quarterback controversy for some reason. You know, got a guy that's run five straight games and, by all accounts, statistically, is among the leaders at quarterback and doing a great job, and now he's got to look over his shoulder, A, at Teddy, and today he's got to look over his shoulder at Aaron Donald, the best player in the league defensively, I believe. That's a great matchup. You wonder if Keenum's here in footsteps, if that affects his performance. Can the Vikes stop Todd Gurley? The Rams at 7-2 have been the surprise of the season. Maybe you can call Philly, but, I mean, the Rams. Think about where they were a year ago. Sean McVay has done a terrific job of getting Jared Goff to develop into the quarterback everybody thought he could be. But they really haven't beaten anybody of note, and they lost at home to Seattle in a big test. So I'd be surprised if the Vikes don't take care of business today. I think the matchup is favorable for them, but it's a great matchup, a two-point spread that figures to be close. I'll be certainly doing some flipping. I'm sure many of you will, too, during commercials to see what happens with that Vikings-Rams game. Very interesting game. Of course, you'll hear it right here on the home of the Vikes with the pregame at 10 and the kickoff at noon. It sounds like Dave could have just passed the phone to Dave from Maple Grove, but he's on his own line, so we'll check in. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dave. Yeah, Dave could have just passed the phone. We're banging heads and getting ready to go watch a little football.
Well, dress warm. It's going to be a chilly one, but it's going to feel like Packer football in November, as it should. I wish I were there with the throwback uniforms. It's going to feel like an old-school game with the Ravens and that defense coming in. It should be a really fun game to watch.
It's going to be a good time. I think biggest thing I think we got going today or that we need to see today, I think the wide receivers, the top three, the Cobb, Adams, Jordy, need to really, really come through. I think this is a game where, and you've talked about this, Dave, but Baltimore is tough defensively. I really think to help Brett Hundley out, those three guys need to really step it up, have huge games. I think those guys step it up, have huge games. We win this thing walking away.
You had a prediction before I let you go? Because I know you love your predictions.
Oh, but of course. 31-27. We're going to get a touchdown in the last minute to win it.
Wow.
He's going to score it.
That's a lot of points. Enjoy the game, Dave. That 31-27, that's I think the over-under is 38 in this game. That would be a lot of points. I'd be surprised. I'd also be surprised if all three receivers had big games. This Ravens defense is number two against the league against the pass, and now they're playing a backup quarterback, and they've had 2 weeks to get ready for him. I think passing yards are going to come at a premium today. They only give up 184 yards a game. Now, Hundley is developing a nice chemistry with Devontae Adams, who had a nice game last week, certainly in the fourth quarter. The touchdown pass was beautiful. The catch was great as well. Then the third down long pass play down the sidelines was fantastic. Adams had a great day, but he understands the secondary he's facing today, that secondary is legit.
They got my respect for sure. I know they only played against Carr so far when he was in Dallas, obviously. But yeah, they got a lot of years, a lot of veteran leadership in that secondary, including the safeties as well.
So we'll see if the chemistry that seems to be developing between Hundley and Adams can continue against those corners today. Would be nice to see Jordy Nelson get more involved. He has not had very productive few games with Brett Hundley. He did have a couple of key blocks last week, which is always great to see from your receivers. Randall Cobb maybe got most active. He had a great catch down the middle for a long gain, but Packers unveiled the Wildcat a bit last week with Randall Cobb. It did not go well. I think there were two or three carries with Randall Cobb, and I don't know that they got back to the line of scrimmage with any of them, so it needs some work. I don't know if they've given that any attention during the week, but they're certainly trying to shake things up as much as they can. It would be nice to get the ball into Randall Cobb's hands as much as possible. And with Ty Montgomery out today, I do expect to see some Randall Cobb in the backfield again. Maybe not Wildcat, but put the ball in his hands in space. It's a very aggressive Baltimore defense. They're going to blitz all day long on Brett Hundley and try to force him into mistakes or turnovers or loss of yardage. And anything to keep this team off balance will be a plus because Randall Cobb certainly is a nice weapon, but the Packers have not found a great way to use him much the last few weeks with Ty out. We'll see if that changes today. Again, talked about Baltimore's defense ranked number two against the pass. They are ranked number 28 against the run. So you would look at that and say, all right, let's move the chains with Jamal Williams and Devontae Mays today. Let's see if they can stop the run. I did mention earlier, though, they've been good the last couple games against Tennessee. They only gave up 71 yards on the ground. Before that, against Miami, just 45. Now, Miami is not moving the ball much on the ground once they gave up Jay Ajayi. But when Williams returned to the lineup, that run defense got better. But for the season, they are still ranked 28th against the run. And this is the kind of day where you want to keep the ball and long series and wear out that defense and tire them out. And I'm sure we'll get a heavy dose of Jamal Williams and Devontae Mays making his Packer debut today against the Baltimore Ravens. Packers need balance. You certainly can't expect Brett Hundley to put up big numbers against this defense. So very curious to see how the Packers offense can do against this.
Let's go.
Packers back at Lambeau today to take on the Ravens. Noon kickoff today, a must-win for the Pack as they look to get to 6-4 and then get set for a Sunday night affair at Pittsburgh, which will be, let's face it, very difficult next week. So let's take care of business today. We'll talk about what the Ravens like to do when they have the football in just a moment. Certainly, you've got to try to get Joe Flacco off of his spot. He will not move with the football. He's not a threat to run with the ball. He likes to stand in the pocket and fire the ball deep. So it's incumbent upon the Pack to get a pass rush going. We finally saw life from the Packers' pass rush. 5 sacks last week, 3 from Nick Perry. And he gets a very favorable matchup today. Left tackle Ronnie Stanley will miss the game with a concussion. So they've got concerns on the left side of their line. Nick Perry needs to follow up last week with another big effort to force Joe Flacco into some mistakes. It's all about disrupting the longtime quarterback for Baltimore, as Clay Matthews talks about.
Well, you know, I think first and foremost, to get him off the to get him off his rhythm, we got to do a good job of getting in his face. You know, I thought we did a good job of that last week, and obviously this is a different team, but if we can get some pressure in his face, hopefully that'll make him uncomfortable. You know, hopefully get some inaccurate passes or some check down routes. But I think that's important, is getting him off the spot, making him uncomfortable, and like I said, forcing those throws that I'm sure he's doesn't want to put out there.
Yeah, and Clay should have a good day today too. He goes up against right tackle Austin Howard, who's probably the weak link of their offensive line when Stanley is on the other side. With Stanley out, both their tackles are a bit of a concern. You know, my big worry is you get those over-aggressive guys like Perry and Matthews, and you got to hope that Martinez and Josh Jones behind them are keeping an eye on Danny Woodhead out of the backfield as he looks to just dump it off and make plays. We'll talk about what Baltimore does when they have the football in just a moment, but first, let's head to the Packer phone lines and welcome our very good friend, Old Southside Guy. Good morning.
Good morning, Davey. Davey, hopefully the state of Wisconsin puts a double whammy on the Harbaugh boys and Pack can do to the Ravens what the Badgers did to the Wolverines.
That's a great point. Yeah, a double dose of Harbaugh destruction. I'd love it.
Yeah. That having been said, Davey, one concern I have about the Packer defense, and this has been a trend for the Pack the last few years, is our tackling is very poor. And our positioning is very poor, especially on third and longs. We seem to be out of position a lot this year. We are missing a lot of tackles. And that having been said, let me segue into if it does come at the end of the year that this defense does not improve and it finally is time to make a change with Capers, one guy we should look at, if you look at the NFL, it's all about trends. And the trend in the NFL and coaching has been going to more and more younger guys coming out of college, younger guys as head coaches, coordinators. One guy I'd like them to take a look at, if we do make a change, is this Jim Leonard at Wisconsin. They lead the nation in pass defense, rushing defense, total defense. He's a guy who has played 10 years in the NFL under some good coordinators like Rex Ryan, and he's really implemented a pro-style defense at Wisconsin. And if we do make a change, there's a name to look at.
All right, well, I appreciate the call, Southside. Enjoy the game today. I sometimes get tired of the provincial, you know, let's take one of our guys, Wisconsin guy, because we know him well because he's coaching Wisconsin. I get a little bored with that, but I understand he's done a great job with Wisconsin's defense. I guess I'd prefer a guy that's been doing it at the NFL level, you know, and you know, we were talking about it a week ago that you need to see this defense certainly play a whole lot better, or maybe it is time to move on from Dom Capers. McCarthy has been very loyal to his longtime defensive coordinator, and he doesn't like to make changes. So, you know, if this team cannot maintain the pace, falls out of the playoffs without Rodgers, and the defense does not get better, they have to look long and hard at that. I do like the idea of going young. I don't know that I want to go to the college game for a defensive coordinator, but maybe that's what they look at. But, you know, if Leonard was doing all this at Florida, I don't think anybody would know or say, hey, let's bring him in. He's one of us. That always seems to get people excited. I'm not a big Badger guy, so forgive me for not getting all excited. At least my Hoosiers tossed a shutout yesterday. Took down Rutgers 41-0. That's something. All right. The game will be played at 1265 Lombardi Avenue today, so it makes sense to welcome our good friend, 1265 Lombardi Guy. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. You going to be able to head to the game today?
That is my intent. Was in Illinois for the NDSU Bison game yesterday. Rain, snow.
Wow.
Today it'll just be cold and windy.
Nice. You got it all figured out.
I'll figure it out. Double dipping this weekend.
Great.
I'm glad you touched on the defense because, you know, it is the NFL, and while there are top teams and basement teams, the Packers did what they needed to do last week to allow Brett Hundley to have a better game, which you indicated, and so I was happy to, and pleased to see with how the defense showed up. And the running game is also a best friend to a quarterback, and I think today we're going to see a little bit more concerted effort in establishing the run rather than last week, where offensively we jumped into play action right away. And I don't know that it was as effective as we had wanted it to be, but I'm hopeful that this looks like the New Orleans game, at least in the first quarter, that we try to pound them, and then come back with play action.
Yeah, the only problem with the first quarter of the Saints game was Alvin Kamara had a field day catching balls, as did Ingram, and that's what I think Baltimore likes to do with Danny Woodhead today. So let's at least change the first quarter recipe from the Saints game and defend the running backs out of the backfield today. How's that sound?
Well, that sounds even better. I was coming from an offensive perspective.
I know. I got you.
You know, third down, manageable third downs on offense for Hundley. If he can get that, I think we get a steal today. But it's got to be a steal. I don't know that they can beat Baltimore with them being an uncommon opponent, but you know, I'm knocking on wood we get a steal today, and looking forward to meeting up with Dave from Shakopee, Dave from Maple Grove a little later.
Awesome. Have fun. Enjoy the game today. Wish I could be with you. Yeah, third downs are so important, obviously, and we talked about it coming out of the Lions game, how terrible Green Bay was. Both sides of the ball on third down that game, so distressing. You stop them on first down, stop them on second. It's third and 11, and there's a wide-open Golden Tate breaking free. So we saw some improvement last week in Chicago, both sides of the ball. Brett Hundley converted some key third downs, as did Jamal Williams. And then defensively, the Packers were able to get off the field. Now, again, you were facing one of the most inept offenses in football, but still, Trubisky ended up throwing for nearly 300 yards. But the Packers were good on third down, were able to get off the field. That has to continue today against a Baltimore offense that has been absolutely miserable. As impressive as their defense can be, offensively they have been lousy. As I mentioned at the top of the show, they are last in the league in passing, last in the league in yards per play. Their leading receiver, Jeremy Maclin, has caught a grand total of 27 balls in 9 games. I did the math. That's 3 catches a game. They still have Mike Wallace, who doesn't scare you, maybe, like he did 5 years ago. But he can still run, he can still get down the field, and you got to keep a safety over there occasionally to make sure that he doesn't beat you deep, because Flacco loves to throw the deep ball, more so maybe than almost any other quarterback in football. So their passing game has been dormant. As I mentioned, the return of Danny Woodhead, who's been out since the opener, will certainly give Flacco a security blanket, and they know that the Packers' defense can be aggressive, can over-pursue, and can forget about that running back. So you don't have to worry about the quarterback, but you got to have a spy on Woodhead today. Now, he hasn't played since week one. They just activated him yesterday. Will he be a big part of the offense today? You might say, man, probably not. He's got to get his legs under him. But he's been practicing since Halloween. He's been pointing to this day after the bye, and I am concerned about Woodhead and what he can do. As I mentioned, opening game of the year, first series, he caught 3 balls. Just boom, 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 and then he got hurt. So they do like to focus on him. There's not a whole lot else to worry about. Their tight end is Benjamin Watson, who's had some nice years, but he's getting up there. Cannot run like he used to in the backfield. Remember Alex Collins from the Seahawks had a couple nice games last year. He is now the lead back for the Ravens, and he is averaging a league-best 5.6 yards per carry. He hasn't gotten a whole lot of work, but he is now their lead back, and he has been very productive on the ground. So Packers do need to defend that run. They've been better. They certainly held the Bears down to nothing last week, and that was just terrific to see. You got to see that continue again this week. The run defense is huge. You got to put Flacco into third and long situations. They don't have a lot of playmakers offensively in the passing game, so got to keep Alex Collins down. They also have Terrence West, Buck Allen, who's been playing that third down role. We'll see if Woodhead steals his snaps today. But with Ronnie Stanley out at left tackle, they got an issue at right tackle with Austin Howard. They do have some concerns up front. So I expect and need to see this Packers defense stand tall. This is a kind of game where the defense needs to make the difference. I feel like this is a low-scoring game, you know, maybe in the teens, maybe first team to 20 wins. It kind of feels that way, barring turnovers or special teams plays. This is a game where the defense needs to make a couple big plays and help out Brett Hundley, who took a major step last week, but faces a much tougher defense. The Bears are improved defensively, but they're not in the Ravens' hemisphere, that's for sure. All right, let's talk special teams. Day like this, windy, cold, low scoring because both offenses have been, let's face it, struggling just a bit. Packers obviously not the same without Rodgers. Special teams is key. John Harbaugh, head coach of the Ravens, was a special teams coach when he was hired. He takes very much pride in special teams. He knows that as the season gets longer and gets into colder weather, that can tip the scales on any game. A big effort from special teams. They had a big week against the Bears, returned a couple a few weeks ago. So Michael Campanaro, who's been their return guy for a few years, is dangerous, and the Packers certainly have to watch out for him. They've been good. Packers special teams coverage units have been very solid this season. Needs to continue on a day like this against a team that is very good. They don't make very many mistakes on special teams. So Campanaro has been a pretty good weapon for the Ravens on special teams. So I'm a little concerned about what the Packers do there. And they probably have the best combo kicker-punter in the league. Justin Tucker has as strong a leg as anybody in football. This could be a field goal kind of game. And so anytime the Packers defense allows Baltimore past the 40 on the Packers side, Justin Tucker's in play for a field goal. Again, win today, cold weather, that might be pushing it a bit, but he's got a great leg and can kick it from anywhere, and I believe is the most accurate field goal kicker in NFL history. He's very good. Punter Sam Cook's been there forever as well. You Send Me, one of his favorite songs. I've always loved You Send Me. Sam Cook, a terrific singer as well as a punter. Oh, that's a different Sam Cook, spelled differently. Never mind. He's a great punter. He knows exactly where to put the ball, and the Packers need to make sure that Trevor Davis, if he is the punt returner today, does not make any more bonehead plays like he did in Chicago, fielding a punt in the end zone. Have we ever seen a punt returner field a punt in an end zone? Well, Trevor Davis did it last week and put the Packers at about the 10-yard line. That's the kind of mistake today you cannot make. And I wouldn't be shocked if Randall Cobb is back returning punts at some point today, either the first time the Ravens punt or later in the game. This is the kind of game. And this is the point in the season, you know, you hate to put Randall Cobb back there. You see Antonio Brown returning punts, though, as maybe the best receiver in football. The Steelers don't seem to worry about injuries with Brown. I think the Packers need to do whatever it takes on special teams today, and I would love to see Randall Cobb back there. Trevor Davis is one bonehead mistake away from costing this team a game. Yes, he's got some speed, a lot of speed, and he's had some nice returns, but he's had a mental error, I feel like, in every game today. And we talk about offense and defense all day long. Special teams today could turn the scales, and the Ravens rarely make mistakes. So let's watch and see if the Packers decide to put Cobb back there. But every time there's a special teams play, I'll be holding my breath just a little bit. Because this feels like the kind of game, guys, that one mistake changes everything. It's such a razor-thin difference. Baltimore comes into this game favored by 2 points. I think that's fair. As I said, they're 7-2 coming out of the bye under John Harbaugh. They're always ready, prepared, and they're feeling like this is their season today. At 4-5, they lost to Tennessee going into the bye. They need to taste victory. They know they've got a chance up here against a backup quarterback, and they're ready to feast. So a huge game for both teams. I think it's bigger for the Pack. Even if Baltimore falls to 4-6, the wild card situation in the AFC is so wide open that, you know, 8-8, might even get you a spot, or 9-7. So their season does not end with a loss. I kind of feel like it becomes really difficult for the Pack if they lose this game. Fall to 5-5, you go to Pittsburgh next Sunday night, probably be a 10-point underdog in that game. If you lose that one too, now you're 5-6 with Tampa Bay coming to town and then going to Cleveland. You know, you got to be careful with Cleveland. They almost beat Detroit in Detroit last Sunday. They haven't won a game. We'll see who their quarterback is in a couple weeks. But Packers will be favored those two games. If you're 5-6, you win those two. You're 7-6, and now Rodgers is eligible. But you pretty much need to run the table at that point. You got to go to Carolina and Detroit still with the Vikings in between. So those last three games with or without Rodgers are going to be tough. So these are the ones you have to take care of. I feel like this is the game that kind of tips the Packers season one way or the other. And, you know, if you go to my blog at theheadcheese.com, you'll see my preview. I picked the Pack 20-19. I did not do it with a whole lot of confidence. As you know, I picked the Bears last week. I needed to see something better than what I saw Monday night against the Lions, and we saw it. They surprised me. They got the win. That was fantastic. I'm going to ride that momentum and feel like Hundley's going to take that confidence he got in the fourth quarter and do just enough today, but it's on Jamal Williams, Devontae Mays. Those two fullbacks, Ripkowski and Carriage, are both going to be on the field today. Packers are going to try to do what most teams have done to Baltimore, and that's run the ball effectively. Can they do that with Brandon Williams on the field? They've been a much better run defense the last few weeks. Can the Packers move the ball without their top two running backs on the ground? That's obviously, to me, a huge story. We'll know early what kind of effectiveness Green Bay has on the ground today. I'm picking the Pack by a point, but I'm not overly confident. The return of Danny Woodhead worries me immensely. Maybe he won't get much action. Maybe they're going to just sprinkle him out there. But I think we're going to see a heavy dose of Danny Woodhead. He's a terrific pass catcher out of the backfield. That is a weakness of the Packers' D. Blake Martinez is not great in coverage. He's been a terrific tackler and great in the run game. But he and Josh Jones, the Packers' safety, who will get a lot more snaps with Burnett missing this game, they have to be aware